is a download from the BBC. Hey there, I'm Sonali from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Tuesday the 22nd of March. Coming up, explosions ring out in Libya's capital. We bring you Cricket World Cup predictions and Formula One boss Bernie Eccleston wants fake rain at races. But first, this is the sound that people in Libya's capital Tripoli heard throughout the night. For the third night in a row, international forces have carried out airstrikes. They say they're trying to stop the leader, Colonel Gaddafi, from killing his own people. But the Libyan government says civilians are dying. It's really hard to know exactly what's happening because journalists aren't being given the access they need to find out. Another part of the region has seen one of the heaviest airstrikes in more than 2 years. Israel carried out a number of attacks on Gaza, an area where a lot of Palestinians live. Gaza officials say at least 17 people have been injured, including 7 children. The strikes come after a Palestinian militant group called Hamas fired mortars into southern Israel on Saturday. And after weeks of anti-government protests in Yemen, a number of the president's top officials have quit. But despite this, the president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, says people in Yemen are right behind him. Quick cricket update now. 8 teams are preparing for the knockout stages of the Cricket World Cup, which gets going tomorrow with Pakistan taking on the West Indies. Former England captain Michael Vaughan's been giving his predictions on who might go all the way.
Slightly favouring South Africa at the minute because they've got a rounded bowling attack. The batting seems to be firing. You can't rule out India being on home soil. They're going to have obviously a home quarter final, home semi final. England are real dark horses. I don't see New Zealand and I don't see Australia at this stage. Pakistan, you never know, but asking me where my ten is going to go, I'm going to go South Africa.
And we just had to bring you this next story. The head of Formula One, Bernie Eccleston, wants to have fake rain at races. He reckons it'll make them more exciting. What's more, Eccleston says he's got lots of support for the idea.
I thought maybe at the beginning it was a little bit crazy, but it's surprising how much support there to get in now, because nobody would know exactly when it's going to happen. Like when it rains, I think it'd be make a lot of entertainment.
What will I think of next? Well, as long as we're on weird stories, check this out. An American sumo wrestler weighing more than 180 kilos reckons he's up for a world record after running an LA marathon. Kelly Knighting, who was the last of 11,891 men to cross the finishing line, says he's the heaviest person ever to complete the race, even if it did take him nearly 10 hours. And today's question is all about marathons. We want to know what the official length of a full marathon is. Yesterday, we asked you which country has lost the Football World Cup final the most times. Well, the answer is Germany. That's it from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.